Welcome, listeners, to our bonus episode review on the new Lion King 2019 version.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
Run away, Simba, and never return.
Must take your place in the circle of life.
All right, Dean, the new Lion King, the live action.
Are we going to have this debate yet again, are we?
No, I think we've got our opinions out.
It's not live action.
It's not live action at all.
Superbly animated.
Got a couple of good voices in here, though. How about Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Sorry, I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
How is it?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well done.
I've been working on it.
We've got John Oliver.
Beyonce.
Seth Rogen.
James Earl Jones.
Of course, James Earl Jones. Keegan-Michael Key. Didn't know he was in this until I saw his name pop up at the end.
And Billy Eichner.
Is that how you say his last name?
It's either Eichner or...
Eichner. Do you know who that is?
Timon.
The person, Knucklehead.
Wow. You're
trying to keep it friendly here.
Are we really? Are we going to try and keep this non-explicit?
I always try and keep it non-explicit. And you come in with it, you know, well...
So like, can you not?
Can you not? We are talking
for
about the Lion King.
Time, can we not make this explicit? I can't, Endo. What do I know him from? Absolutely nothing. Do you know him?
No, apparently he's a big deal. But, Donald Glover as well.
Of course.
You know, Simba.
Simba.
Or Childish Gambino himself.
Yes. Aren't we lucky?
Are we?
No.
And it is directed by Jon Favreau. Once again, going into the live animation, I guess.
It makes sense. Obviously, he did so well in The Jungle Book.
Yes.
That they would bring him back for this full-on animals-only remake without the person.
It is currently sitting at 7.2. on IMDb.
Gee, that's gone up.
31,000 votes.
Sitting at 5 for a while.
Yeah, when it first came out, it had like maybe 1,000 ratings on there.
Mm.
But what do you think of it, Dean?
I was not a fan of it.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't. I had a lot of issues with it, and I found myself, like, I really was excited to see this. I really, like, say what you will about these live action remakes, I've been pretty on board for most of them.
I mean, you love Beauty and the Beast.
Love Beauty and the Beast. I really, really like The Jungle Book. I won't go through them all, but this is one of the best animated movies of all time, the original Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
And I just figured, how can they stuff it up? Like, honestly, if you're taking the songs, you're taking the characters, that great story, I just thought, even if it's not great, I'm still going to be so pumped for this. And I was so let down. I was so disappointed in it. What did you think of it?
See, I went into it with an open mind, I guess. I think heading into it, I really wasn't expecting much at all. I thought, no, okay, let's just go in there and relax, try and have a good time. And yeah, I'm about the same as you.
You actually tricked me then.
Seriously.
I thought you were going to say, you know, it's not that bad.
There was just a lot of points where it... Okay, I'm going to hear people say, oh, you have to try and not compare it to the
original. Yeah, judge it on its own
merits.
Are
you joking? This is a remake of this movie. This is almost virtually shot for shot, word for word. You have to compare it to this film. You have to compare it to the original Lion King. And it just does not hold a candle to that film. Some of the things where... Well, okay, so like we've just said, it is basically the original Lion King. So we're just going to go straight into spoilers now.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the original Lion King...
Look out.
Yep. So let's just do it.
Yep. Full spoilers.
After this, there is no turning back.
I strongly recommend caution.
Okay, I will start off with the positive. The amazing animation.
Yeah, the animation is fantastic.
But of course it has to be. This is Disney. This is the company that basically owns the world at the moment. They have endless amount of money at their disposal. Of course this has to be the most pristine animation. They can get any
but
sort.
But that doesn't mean that you don't appreciate
of
it.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. It's good. Like, this is the best part of the film.
It's better than good. It's really, really great
animation. Yes, and kudos to Disney for using all their awesome amount of money to have the best possible animation.
Well, you're saying it like it detracts from the positivity of it. I don't think it does.
I'm saying that you can't go in and say this is great because this animation is so good.
Who's saying that?
Did we just say it? Like, the animation
is... You said, I want to talk about the positives. How good's the animation? I said, yeah, it's great. And you're like, well, hold on a second.
Yeah, what I'm...
Of course it's great. Like, yeah, you'd expect it to be great, but still, you can look at it and go, man, that's amazing.
What I'm trying to say is...
We don't criticize Toy Story 4 for its great animation. Like, well, of course it is.
No.
It's Disney Pixar.
Because Toy Story 4 has a great story with awesome characters and development.
The story's great in The Lion King. No one's... dissing the story, are
this
they?
This is the same story, though. If you're going to do something here, do something a little different. And what they've done here is these characters, they all feel so wooden. Like the voice acting in particular.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
I reckon the voice acting is almost the worst thing about this film, which I don't get. Like, some of the names attached to this are really, really strong actors.
I will say, though, Timon and Pumbaa, they were a standout in terms of the voice acting.
I didn't get that at all. I thought that Pumbaa was okay. I actually thought Timon's jokes and delivery really fell flat for me, to be honest. Okay. I didn't like Timon at all.
Oh, really? No, I'm the opposite.
Because I remember... I mean, obviously, I remember the original when Timon's like, geez, it's a lion. I got nothing like that from this guy. It's like, oh, it's a lion. Like, there's not nearly as much emotion and passion. And I was like, really? That's it?
And what I think the problem is here is Disney know they're going to get a ton of money from this. They don't have to put in the effort of creating awesome characters and developing them. They can churn out this awesome animation. That's going to be enough. You can tell in some of these scenes where, yes, the original Lion King goes for, 88 minutes. Yep. This goes for over 2 hours.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they add in new scenes and that, which, for the record, I don't mind the extra scenes they chucked in here.
I do.
Really?
I think, yeah, because I looked at this and I thought, all right, you're looking at 88 versus, 2 hours?
Mm.
I thought, okay, you look at Beauty and the Beast. They added subplots in there, like whole subplots.
Yeah.
That we see play out. You look at the Jungle Book, they add in a completely different take on a lot of the scenes, in particular the standout with the monkeys and that whole different song, and it was so memorable and so funny. And you look at this, I'm thinking to myself, what was the main things that padded out this runtime? There is a scene where we see Nala escape, which I thought was unbelievable in a negative way of the way they filmed it with the... like her on the rock and then Scar will poke his head up and, oh, she's not there because she somehow had time to silently get off this rock, climb down and move behind this other rock, all whilst being not seen by the hyenas and Scar. I thought, this is crap. I don't believe any of this. And the other main thing that I can remember from the point of padding out the runtime is this... Oh, I was nearly going to get explicit there. I won't. Is this story of... Simba's piece of hair and how that epic journey from Maine to Rafiki.
But what I'm saying is that is how they're extending this runtime is through this animation. They show things like right at the start, the mouse.
I'm not done talking about this dung.
Okay. Okay.
I was beyond shocked when I saw this. I was like, are we really doing this? Where we see, it's not even like it's one scene to the monkey, to Rafiki. There is an actual story in this, right? It goes here and then an animal eats it and poos it out. Now the dung beetle is going to
because it's
start
showing off the animation.
And I'm just like, this is so ridiculous.
Because it's showing off how
this
good
is,
the animation
this
is, man.
This is what we want to spend more time with. How about we flesh out some characters and how about we get a proper Be Prepared song?
I am baffled that this is basically a copy-paste of the original score. It is exactly the Lion King music. Like, the score, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no effort in anything other than the animation.
Yeah, it's... Seriously, when Be Prepared started coming on, I was sitting there like, okay, when's the song about to kick in? Then I realized, oh my God, we're already in the song. No joke, I looked over at my wife. She was already looking at me in disbelief. Like, are you serious?
And that's where I think another problem with this film is they've tried to ground it in reality and it's supposed to be realistic. So they can't go and have these big flamboyant, you know, shoots of green smoke and, you know, the ground cracking open and shooting up in the air. You can't have I Just Can't Wait to Be King with all the elephants on top of each other and the big awesome colors and blue and everything like that. Everything is so
restricted now. Yes,
exactly.
They've just restricted themselves so much. I Just Can't Wait to Be King is a great example because when this scene was coming up, I thought, okay, how are they going to do this? Because it works almost effortlessly in the animation to show how they can get away from Zazu without him knowing. But here, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it for a second that they got away from him.
Yeah.
On the same note of, you know, grounding it in reality and having these almost photorealistic animals, we lose their ability to emote.
Yeah.
These animals cannot structure a facial expression. There's no... And which is why I think the voice acting needed to be better. And that wasn't even on par. And it just... These animals looked so like just that mouth moving up and down. It really was not... what it needed to be.
The whole gorge scene,
Mufasa's death. What a letdown.
I felt nothing.
Did you think the wildebeest were running really slowly?
I wasn't paying attention to that.
I was watching, I was like, I remember the first one, you got this epic score going. There was such a sense of urgency. These wildebeest are thick and fast. And in this one, I felt like they're jogging. Honestly, I really felt like they were not at full pelt. Like there wasn't that sense of fear or urgency or stakes that the first one has, which makes no sense because I know Mufasa is still going to die here. It just doesn't matter.
I just didn't think, it just didn't register with me. This whole, you get thrown off and you get the scream and the no from Simba. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it was so quick. Like he's going to see Mufasa and he cries. And then all of a sudden Scar's, I'm like, wow, you didn't even give us an opportunity to get emotional about this. It's just done. In a movie that goes for over 2 hours, you couldn't even give us another 15, 20 seconds to... To see what's happened here. I mean, there are some good bits to this film. I thought it was really good. It's like in replacement of the hula dance with Timon, they go for the Be Our Guest. I had a little chuckle at that.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, there's things like that. Why can't we do that a bit more? Give a bit more uniqueness. Make this film its own.
Oh, they didn't. That wasn't their agenda. It really wasn't.
Their agenda was to show off how awesome their new animation is. It doesn't matter anything about that. You're going to get nostalgic over this Lion King film. Honestly, how do you think it would have been if you just got the original audio and just put this on it? Still wouldn't have been as good because you're not getting, you know, animals emoting and that, but it would have been much more effective. How come they get James Earl Jones back from Mufasa, but you can't get Jeremy Irons back? Apparently, he was keen to do it.
Scar was the worst performance in this whole movie.
It's just not... He played it differently. He played it like...
He played it like real Debbie Downer.
He's not playing a cartoony villain in this.
No, he's not.
No. And which is who he is. It's great.
That's what we need. Yes. We need... a really dramatic performance from Scar, which is what the original gives us. And this one, he's so mopey. Like, I know the original's mopey, but there's no... Like, you think of Scar in the first one, he gets angry. He is menacing. Even the way, like, in the original, he controls these hyenas. He is the boss of these people. What the hell happened to the hyenas in this film?
I think you mentioned it on the other breakdown for The Lion King, how hyenas are not really like... they're portrayed in The Lion King. I think they tried to rectify that by making them more on the level with the lions.
It made no sense to me. I couldn't work out if the hyenas and Scar had even met the first time when Scar goes to see the hyenas. I legitimately think that could have been their first meeting. It's like, ooh, you know, we don't have that lion, but we can eat this lion. He's like, oh, I've got a plan though. It's like, what? The hyenas are meant to be like Scar's henchmen and women, and they're not at all. They're like trying to make out like there's this head hyena. Why do we need like this proper matriarch to the hyenas? And what'd you make of the hilarious running gag of the hyena like next to each other? Like, can you move over a bit?
It was okay.
Oh, it was not okay.
It was fine.
It was so lame.
I didn't mind John Oliver as Zazu. I thought he made that character his own. He's one of the few characters who I felt was a bit more individual compared to all the other ones.
I mean, okay. I disagree. I didn't like Zazu either.
Okay, well, let's just recap. What do you like about this film?
The animation.
That is it? Did you like the fact that they sang Can You Feel the Love Tonight in the middle of the day?
I did not even notice.
Really?
Wow. That's just lazy.
Yes.
Lazy. Honestly, it looked nice. That's it.
Yeah.
I did not like any other aspect to it. The new song, again, forgettable.
It's there for Beyonce.
It is there for Beyonce. Why? Why does the audience need that? It's such because a generic. Because it's
2019.
Such a generic, like, transitioning song from one important scene to another important scene. Nah, no good. What about the lionesses all made to be? They were definitely more powerful in this film.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. That's what I'm saying. This extra little part about showing Pride Rock and what's actually happening there, I didn't mind that. I didn't mind those scenes.
It was okay. It was okay. I didn't get my hate into it, but it was okay. Nala definitely played a more important role in this one.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm pretty sure that's adding to the power of Beyonce as well.
The power. Yeah, she needs more power. another little thing. Like, let's just take this tiny little segment from the original of Rafiki doing his Bruce Lee stuff with the stick.
Oh, yeah, and they act like this stick is, like, it's been in the movie before. It's like, here's the stick. I'm like, so you're referencing the original Lion King here? You're only going to get that if you've seen it. So you have to
do it.
You have to think about the other film then, don't you?
Yeah. No, but you have to go all in. You need some kick-ass kung fu. You know, I like it. But the problem is this is a grounded film. But why is a monkey using this huge staff to hit hyenas? Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're going to make it grounded, get rid of the stuff that's not grounded, which is really hard to do in The Lion King.
Yeah, fair enough. So what do you give it, man?
Yeah, with the sheer disappointment I felt watching this, I'm going 1.5.
Wow.
What about you?
Jeez. See, I've been going back and forth. Man, I thought... okay, I'm going to go 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
Okay. So, that was The Lion King 2019. That was
The Lion King. Do you know what the next animated film is going to be? Sorry, live action remake of an animated Disney film.
I believe it's Mulan.
Yes, it is. Yes. One of, if not the most expensive movie ever made. Apparently the budget's over $300 million.
Jeez. I'm taking it you haven't seen a trailer for it.
No.
Yeah, well, from what I've seen, they've taken out Mushu, the dragon.
Eddie Murphy.
Yep, he's not there. And from what it looks like, it's much more grounded. Again, like this is looking more like the love interest is gone. This is more about big battle scenes and mainly focused solely on Mulan. So I wonder how they're going to go with that.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see it.
Oh, for sure.
Got much more higher hopes for that one than this one.
Yeah, and again, because I don't have such fond memories of Mulan. Maybe
me too.
Maybe I've seen it once. Mm. That's it. But they need to stop making these classics shot for shot and start making the shit Disney films and make them better.
Why are they going to do that when they just make so much money? Know, they I took know. Our money, didn't they?
I know. Took heaps of it as well. Took my whole family there.
Oh, cinema experience. How did it go? Any standouts? Any tidbits? Any stories?
Nah, I mean, I took my four-year-old.
Yeah?
She wanted to sit on my lap at one point, and I said no, and she started to cry, like, lose
you
it.
Mother.
And I was like, okay, come here, it's all right, come on, shh. She quietened down. But let's talk about your cinema-going experience, because, funnily enough, I was actually messaging you yesterday, and I got a message back saying, oh, I'm halfway through The Lion King. Now, tell me, Hendo, were you messaging halfway through The Lion King?
Yes, because I'd taken my daughter to the toilet halfway through.
Unacceptable.
It. I think that's perfectly fine. We were actually watching it, and I think we were towards the end of the battle, the final battle, Scar and Simba, and all of a sudden this flash goes off. What was that? Someone taking a picture of the cinema. Everyone just looks like, what?
Yeah.
Let her ruin it more.
Yeah.
No, but that is The Lion King. Thank you very much, listeners.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll be back soon with Pod v Pod 24. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.